war's effects on the Russian people. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The U.S. saying that economic sanctions against Russia would have serious implications for its citizens.
Sanctions yet to be imposed will be the response. On ABC's This Week, Austin said the severity of those will be felt.
It may not affect Mr. Putin to the degree that it's going to affect the average Russian. And, you know, the decisions that he's making now will bring about a lot of pain and suffering.
Austin was not specific, but it's thought that targeting Russian banking may have the biggest effects on the country.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. President Biden agreeing to meet with Russian President Putin if Russia does not invade Ukraine. Some lawmakers calling for the U.S. to impose sanctions on Russia now. Fox's Kevin Uretsky reports.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on Fox Sunday advocating for strong measures.
We should sanction their biggest banks. We should impose secondary dollar sanctions on them as well. We should remove them from the international financial system.
However, on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke about the danger of imposing sanctions too soon.
As soon as you trigger the sanctions, of course, any deterrent effect they may have is gone. They get absorbed.
Some of the Freedom Convoy protesters in Ottawa, Canada, claiming the police applied excessive force.
Some people watching the tactics of police over the past couple days have been critical of it, saying they used too much force than they needed to get protesters out of here. And specifically, the Police Oversight Agency in Canada is looking into two instances that took place over the past couple of days.
Fox's Grady Trimble in Ottawa. An investigation is currently underway. Capitol Police on alert for a possible Freedom Convoy protest to Washington, D.C. on March 1st. When President Biden gives his State of the Union address, security officials will reinstall fencing around the Capitol next week. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Another tragedy for the late financial fraudster Bernie Madoff's family.
Bernie Madoff's 87-year-old sister, Sandra Weiner, and her 90-year-old husband, Marvin, were discovered with gunshot wounds, according to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. Their deaths are being investigated as a murder-suicide. Ponzi scheme king Madoff swindled investors of more than $65 billion and died in prison in April. His sister and her husband were reportedly victims of Madoff's fraud. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
No more 3G service for AT&T customers. It will end this week.
3G wireless was all the rage when it debuted nearly 20 years ago. It was really the first widely adopted high-speed mobile broadband standard that allowed data fast enough for streaming and better quality voice calls. That in turn led to the explosion of the smartphone market and a surge in the use of text messaging. And now 3G is going offline. Most likely, your device that you have now are on 4G or 5G networks anyway. AT&T will turn their network off Tuesday to make electromagnetic space for more 5G uses and beyond. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Boston's traffic cones seem to be disappearing into thin air. Fox's Tom Rigotti reports.
No one knows why, but people keep tossing traffic cones in the Charles River, and the Massachusetts DOT keeps retrieving them. Surveillance video shows several people tossing them one by one off a bridge connecting Boston and Cambridge. Earlier this month, workers spent hours retrieving more than 100 cones from the ice on the river. The cones are part of a bicycle safety pilot program that launched in November.
Major League Baseball resuming negotiations Monday in hopes of ending the lockout. And in the NBA, Team LeBron winning Sunday's All-Star Game. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.